Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mackenzie Gore on the hill at Chavez Ravine in L.A. Return of Mac back to the top of the strikeout leaderboard in Major League Baseball. If he can punch out six tonight, he has been the league leader in punchies for months now. In the big leagues, he's on his way to Atlanta as an all-star, trying to now get tested against the Dodgers, one of the great lineups he'll face this season. G&D, stretch run. Get you some headlines and our mailbag coming up this segment. We're brought to you by Kondorian Murad.
We're exclusively sponsored by that law firm, Kondorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Questions are coming in for the mailbag. We will get to that in just a few. Line them up, 800-636-1067. If you got any questions for our Ask Us Anything, it's the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. First, though, Danny, let's hit some of the headlines on this day in sports. Starting with the NBA draft being right around the corner. We're closing in on next week's draft week. We were just talking in the hall as we were throwing the ball around about some of the options for the Wizards. The big story in the NBA is the continuation of reports that Ace Bailey is falling and could end up falling into Washington's lap. But we're now getting to a point with the sixth pick in the draft where you have to ask yourself, if Ace Bailey falls out of the top five, is there enough reason that he did that you should also pass on him at six? The latest news is that he canceled his visit with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's getting very choosy about who he wants to talk to.
The whole thing is very strange. So this is a guy that is remarkably talented. Nobody denies that he's as gifted an athlete and player as you're going to find in most drafts. Part of a Rutgers team with a second top 10 pick, guy that's probably going two overall, and they couldn't win a game, it seemed like, in the Big Ten. Bad shot selection. Questions now are kind of emerging about, you know, work ethic and
how about just how tall is he?
Well, there's that too.
He's listed, depending on where you look, at 6'10 or 6'11. And supposedly when he's getting measured by teams without his shoes on, he's 6'8 and change. Yeah. So it might be 6'9 on a basketball court. Very, very different than 6'10 plus or 6'11, which is what we were told. But I mean, depending on where you look, as you said, Rutgers players, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, might be two of the three best in the draft. You take Cooper Flagg out of it, those could be people's number two and three overall rated players, and yet Bailey suddenly could be sliding down the board. Washington might have taken him at second overall. If you're sitting at sixth and he's there, that's intriguing.
And there's some speculation that his agents are trying to now steer him towards a more major market. Which is why he's canceling certain things. Now, Philadelphia's pretty major, so I don't know what's going on there.
Major market like media market, like D.C., or major market like where basketball matters?
That one.
Okay.
And that may be the reason why certain things are happening. So you're better off getting picked, I'm making this up, eighth to the Brooklyn Nets than you are, you know, fourth to you know, somebody who's not that good. So maybe that's the thought. Again, there's a lot of mystery surrounding him, so nobody knows.
My guy, if it works out how I want it to, it's not going to, is Trey Johnson. Out of Texas. That's the player that I want. I think he goes fourth. If he's available and at number 5 before Washington's picking. His name's still there on the best available from Jay Billis at the bottom of the screen on draft night. I'm going to start crossing the fingers. I just think he's going to be gone. But 6'10 wingspan, 6'6 with shoes on.
I love his game.
He's got the size and some length to help you defend a little bit. But it's a two guard. And the projection is that he's going to be a scorer. Give me that. That's the game I want added to the Wizards. I just don't think it's going to happen. Realistically, I'm guessing Ace Bailey's gone and Trey Johnson's gone.
That's my feeling,
too. So all the
too.
Conversations you and I keep having in here each day off air, none of it matters.
It'll be the second and third Duke Olympics. A lot more Con Knipple and Malawach than you wanted necessarily at 6. But that's the beauty of getting boned in the lottery.
I am pre-annoyed by Con Knipple, by the way.
Yeah.
That's just feels like what's going to happen. I have nothing to base that on, but I'm a little bit pre-annoyed by it. Make your pick. Who do you think they take?
I think they take Malawach at 6 because I think Johnson's gone. And I think they're just going to go, you know what? We'll lean into this defensive length, bother shooters, have some size kind of a deal.
Elsewhere, hitting the headlines on Grant and Danny, I saw this today. I looked over during the Cubs game, which we had on TV, and on Marquee, their sports network, Sammy Sosa was sitting between their broadcasters. Book Shambi was kind of looking over, talking to him. And I thought, Sammy Sosa at Wrigley. I feel 10 again. That's pretty cool. I did not realize it was his first time back at Wrigley Field in over 20 years today. Kind of a weird ending, obviously.
Yeah.
No longer with the Cubs traded. I think they were the team that traded him to the Baltimore Orioles. Ended up bouncing around at a couple of stops before his career ended. But there was also pretty clearly some negative headlines at the end there with the steroid allegations and him never fully admitting to everything that was going on. But back at Wrigley being honored today by the Cubs 20-plus years after, I've always said about the 98 season, the home run chase between him and McGwire to this day is one of the biggest reasons I'm the baseball fan that I am. There are two of them. Ripken's streak in Baltimore in 96 and the 98 McGwire-Sosa chase. Those two things made me a
just
diehard
electric
baseball fan as a kid. They are why I still keep score when I go to games today, and I love this sport so much. If there's something wrong with that baseball, then you keep making those guys villains. I'm not sure that there is. It was an awesome thing. The owners knew what was going on. You all benefited from it, got fat off of it for a long time and didn't mind until the light got turned on. You said, oh, well, they're the bad guys. Don't yell at us.
Where are some pearls I could clutch?
Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
How great was the summer of 98?
It's the greatest thing ever, man. We were all back at school, back in college, and every afternoon you'd rush home and turn on the TV and we're running to each other's dorm rooms. Did you see it? Of course I saw it. We're all watching. They cut into every sporting event, every game, every at bat, every bit of live programming was interrupted so they could bring you the latest Mark McGwire at bat. Then, you'd cut across to, the dial to the latest Sammy Sosa bat on WGN. And they're going back and forth and back and forth. And, Sosa hit 66 bombs that year. He had a year, a couple years later, where I think he hit 64 and finished 5th in MVP voting. Just a different time, dude.
Remember back during the Four Nations when hockey was hot? Everybody was talking about America and Canada. They were fighting at the drop of the puck. The Tkachuk brothers were the talk of the sports world,
mm-hmm.
wearing the American flag on their sleeves. Well, the debate we had on the show with callers that day was, is this going to carry over into the NHL season into some real momentum and some growth for hockey? And a lot of people thought it would.
I thought it would.
I was skeptical of that. What I couldn't have anticipated is what happened, which is the Stanley Cup ratings were way lower than they generally are. It was the same matchup as last year. It was the best team in the East, not by way of record, but overall Florida. And the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid, leading Edmonton, which is a really fun, fast, upstart, up and down the ice, exhilarating team. It's a great matchup. Two straight years, same teams in the Cup. Florida went back-to-back beating Edmonton. But you have Hall of Famers on the ice. You got maybe the greatest player of his era in McDavid on the ice, one of the greatest players to ever live already. The Stanley Cup ratings, worse than the ratings for the Four Nations, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
More people tuned in for that international tourney that was kind of thrown together in lieu of an All-Star weekend than tuned in for the Stanley Cup. What's that say?
The country events, the Olympic style things, we're hungry for. Doesn't say we're hungry for hockey content where guys are more anonymous.
But we were really hockey hungry for hockey country content.
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess.
Like if it was, I'm not saying the Olympics don't do well, they do. But if that was a track meet that night, I don't think people would have
gotten
into it.
No, it wouldn't have done the same. That's fair.
U.S. hockey. I also wonder, if you remember back then, you had a lot of controversy between the U.S. and Canada because there were the stupid comments about, you know, the national anthem and they're getting booed and the dumb stuff about them becoming the 51st state and all of that nonsense. That was all happening right while that was going on. So in Canada, they're booing our anthem. Well, they're not booing the anthem because they don't like America. They're booing the anthem because they're being trolled about being the 51st state. And so it's going back and forth. Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
It all happened within a few days. And so I think, I could be wrong, but I think that could have been a factor as well, where it became almost like this political sports environment, like the Olympics sometimes do.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's more, you know, the stars that you know, like the American players, for example, there's like two or three guys on your team that are American. Then there's like seven Swedes, six Canadians, four Russians, and like everybody's from everywhere, and they all look anonymous. They only play 19 minutes a night. Goalies are behind 7,000 layers. You don't see anybody's face, right? And guys all look the same, frankly, if you're watching from, you know, outside of 10, 15 rows at the stadium. So I think when you have everybody together and it's a USA versus kind of thing, I think that always just does better in any kind of content. Like the Northwest, or not Northwest, Women's Soccer League doesn't do near as well as like Team USA playing against whoever. The rivalries are kind of built in. So I think that's a huge part of it. You may be right about the backdrop too, contributing to it.
There you go, hitting the headlines on Grant and Danny Stretcher on our final furlong here today as we get ready to say goodbye for the week of radio shows we're about to put in the books. All right, that gets us to the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. You can hit us up now at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny on social. You can call us 800-636-1067. Darris is warmed up. He's got the pipes ready to go. Let's do this thing.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Twitter question, at Funny Danny, at Grant H. Paulson, from David. Mailbag question. Does the producer rank callers by how good they might be on air after he screens them, or is it a surprise when you bring a caller on air?
So that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
There is no ranking of the quality of the caller. The job, though, when you're answering the phones, is to weed out callers that aren't going to be good. So the way that we kind of do it, and every show is a little bit different. There's probably different instructions in different places. But the way we do it is, if somebody's not helpful to the conversation, they're not on topic, they don't really have a take, they can't get to their point, or they just want to do their own radio show about something else, they're not getting through and been put on hold anyway. There's like multiple ways to put someone on hold. Mm-hmm. There's hold ready, right? It's different colors for us, yellow versus green. So if you call in and you're not going to be a good caller, sometimes they'll say, okay, thanks a lot, they'll put you on hold, but you're yellow. And I know this guy, he's been screened, but he's not all that helpful. The green ones, those are the good ones. And I would say that's like 95, honestly, percent
of
the time.
People get the rhythm of it. Yeah.
You get through. So the way I would say it is, generally, bank is there. We look at it. They give us a brief synopsis of what you're going to say. It's not all that detailed, but if we're doing a topic on which commander is going to win the most games in their career with the team, you know, someone has Daron Payne. Someone had, you know, just goes down the list. So we'll have a little bit of information, but for the most part, we're surprised when you come on. And I'd say by now, with our regulars especially, we kind of have a pretty good feel of who can hang and you know, who's going to chop wood.
The extra thing I'll say, though, is you might move to the front of the queue. If, for example, you and I are talking, I'm just making this up, talking about something having to do with planes. And we're like, well, what's the deal? What about this radar thing? And why didn't that work? If you're a pilot, for example, that's going to call with direct knowledge, you might get an asterisk, right? Where it's like, hey, put this dude to the front of the line. He can actually answer the question and forward the discussion more so than another guy who's like, one time I was on a plane and the masks came down. Right. Instead of that guy, the actual expertise. So you'll see something there. But for the most part, everything you said.
That's a great point. And if there's like a, normally in that case that you're talking about, this is relevant. But if there's a really, really good call, oftentimes you'll get like the asterisk, whatever. But Ryan or Ben or whoever's answering calls that day will get in my headphones and they'll be like, you got to get to line three, or like, dude, line four, hilarious. This guy's got a story, or whatever it is. So we will be tipped off if the call is good enough. It'll be denoted in some way for sure. All right, Darris.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Again, ask us whatever you want on the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Scott wants to know, would you guys rather have $3 million or three straight Commanders Super Bowl wins? It's a great question. So, Scott, at different points in my life, I would have answered this question very differently. At 10 years old or 15 or 18 or probably even at 25 years old as a single lad. Now, married with three kids and a fourth on the way and trying to figure out how we're going to get a yard for these children and eventually how they'll go to school. And two of them are girls. That means there could be weddings at some point.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just don't know how anyone affords anything, ever. I got a piece of salmon yesterday, and it cost me $40 for my lunch with a piece of salmon and some couscous. I don't know how or why, but that's what it cost. That's a little ridiculous. With tip, Danny, $40?
$40, yeah.
Iced tea, salmon, couscous, you okay with that?
$40.
Is that where you want to be?
Nope.
It's not where I want to be. Any hoodles, I got to go with the $3 million.
Yeah, it's the money, and I don't know what the actual line of demarcation would be for me to not take the money, because $3 million is a big deal.
For 1,000 or three Commander Super Bowls, I'm going with the Super Bowls.
Super Bowls, because that would net us also, you know, think about how good they are. People are excited, and the excitement and give a damn is what we thrive on.
Maybe.
To some
pretty
degree.
Good this year.
Yeah. But sustained more than like for That's the first true. Time in 30 years.
$10,000 or three Commander Super Bowls.
That's still three. Soupies.
I agree. Now, you always take the money over the thing way before I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought that could be it. $25,000 or three Commander Super Bowls.
Still soupies.
See, I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's still soupies.
I think it's an easy thing to say on the radio.
No, I'm
going to ask
guy.
You as soon as we say goodbye tonight. And you're going to, as you're running down the hallway.
Now, it's not much higher than 25K.
50K.
That's when we start to get there.
So you would take three Super Bowls over $30,000. Check I'm handing you right now to put in the bank.
Yeah, see, I made fun of Cash Out, bro, for these kinds of decisions. Because my thought is, there's a great chance we earn that and more. There's a chance.
Yeah, there's also a chance you don't.
Of course. But the three Super Bowls would make coming to work every day awesome.
Okay,
like I'm buying my happiness. There's ratings bonuses involved.
In a hypothetical
probably.
Where there are no ratings bonuses.
30K then.
25K.
25K.
20K.
20K.
See? I'm telling you.
15K.
I mean, you are the worst. 10K.
10K. No, I'm doing a bit. But you see my point.
Okay, but 10K or three Super Bowls?
That's probably three soups.
I got the check right here.
Yeah, three soups more
You're
than 10
You're turning
10K.
Down 10,000.
I will turn it down for three Super Bowls. Three.
But 15 you're taking.
Money.
All right. For me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to take three Super Bowls, I think, over 50. 75K is where it gets tricky. I could put that right in the market.
60 grand. No strings.
75 is kind of where I'm at now. That's the debate.
What about check three zeros on it? $65,000 right there to you.
Three Super Bowls.
You're turning down $65,000.
Three in a row?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Three-time Super Bowl champion, Washington Commanders? Yes, definitely. My kid grows up forever, diehard fan, because the time they went back to back to back, were we the Chiefs? Yes.
Where's that kid living? In a house that he likes? See what I'm saying? Use that money. Couldn't use it?
Of course.
$68,000.
$65,000 ain't buying me a house.
Well, that alone.
Interest rate coming down 2%?
Maybe it does.
I ain't moving for $65,000. I can promise you that. I'm going to say, I think my number is going to be $100,000. I need $100,000.
You wouldn't do it for $98,000.
This is the bit.
You just said 100. It's like someone gives you a check for $97,400. You're like, nah.
Three Super Bowls.
Three.
That's what I'm answering. That's okay. My answer.
All right.
$100,000. What are you, $15,000?
Yeah. Because you told me, well, in the scenario, just to couch it properly, yeah. Where there's no ratings bonuses and no one cares about our show. Because my thinking is people might actually be interested in what we're talking about. If there's a team that could win three straight Super Bowls, there might be some excitement. There's parades. There's joy.
Of course.
You told me there's none of that. So now I'm just going to take the money.
I didn't say there's no joy. I just said there's no ratings bonuses. They won 14 games this year. There wasn't a ratings bonus.
No, there wasn't.
I don't know if you remember.
I was there.
We were just kind of looking at the numbers going, we sure they're winning 14 games?
Is this right?
People know they played on Sunday.
Is this correct?
Yes. Ideally, there'd be a ratings bonus. I'm just saying it's an easy cop-out for us. Not everyone gets money because they're good. You see what I'm saying? So that's not the spirit of the hypothetical. The spirit of the hypothetical is you don't financially benefit from them being good. You just get joy, or you could take the cash. That's all. $100,000, man.
$100,000.
And I'm not talking about the candy bar.
Mm-mm.
Your boy is putting that. I'm taking that. I'm calling Andrew Castile, who does my financial stuff, and I'm saying, Daddy. I don't know why I call myself Daddy, but in this case.
Why are you Daddy? That's weird.
Because I have $100,000.
All right.
And I'm going to say, Daddy's got $100,000. I want you to invest that for me. Let's go to Dave, who's in Woodbridge. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Is this money taxed?
Oh, in my mind, no.
In my mind, no.
If it's taxed, then the number's got to be higher.
Because if it was taxed, you know, at 10, 15 grand, I'm letting that money go all day long. I want to win. But, dude, so...
If I'm clearing $100,000, that's the threshold for me. It's a good question. Way to add to the conversation.
It's a good supplemental question.
Brandon in Rockville, what's up?
I love this game. This is fun. Okay, here we go. Ovechkin win next year, Stanley Cup, or each of you will get $10,000.
Oh, Stanley Cup, easiest decision in the world. That's an easier decision than the Commanders one.
Absolutely.
10,000? 10,000? I mean, what are we talking? 10,000 is nothing.
It's something.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I know. What
we're waiting till paychecks come in to go shopping. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea here. But 10,000 versus Stanley Cup, which is all I ever want in the world every single year.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here with that.
I think I go Stanley Cup there. Yeah, I would. I go Stanley Cup. But again, the figure isn't that much higher.
15,000?
Yeah, now you're talking into the range.
But see, you're with all due respect, your consistency is terrible. You have 15,000 for three straight Super Bowls, which you care way, way, way more about than a Stanley Cup. And you're saying maybe for 15,000 for a Super Bowl or for a Stanley Cup?
Well, you told me that. We get no ratings bump. We get no bonuses from it. We get no benefit of any kind at all for these Super Bowls.
Financially.
So all right. So if it's the same criteria that there's no benefit to us at all,
yes,
other than like our regular fandom.
Financially.
Yeah. Then I'll take the money.
10,000.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
5,000.
Yeah.
$50.
No.
$1,000.
Closer. No. Give me the cup. Come on.
All right, Dad. Let's work those pipes. Here we go.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Via the YouTube chat, will you please stop pronouncing the L in salmon? No. No, we will not stop doing that.
I will not. Salmon's a delicious fish. You should try it sometime.
Salmon.
He maybe doesn't know what it is. It's like that orangish, kind of like pinkish fish.
You can find it wild caught, farm caught, farm wild farm. You can sustainable.
Atlantic
Alaska,
salmon.
Atlantic.
Pacific Northwest salmon.
South American, not as good.
Doesn't give you salmonella if cooked correct.
Mm-hmm. Salmon.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Former Angels outfielder, my guy Tim Salmon.
Tim Salmon.
I love Tim Salmon.
Tim Salmon.
Joshua wants to know, is Darius's mailbag intro actually live or pre-recorded? It's a very good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you for asking it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I think that answers that, doesn't it?
Danny?
Let's see. D, Did the white shirt guy, a.k.a. Strober, touch any slices of pizza other than the ones he ate?
Ooh, good question.
Did the white shirt guy, a.k.a. Strober, touch any of the slices of pizza other than the ones he ate? That is from Jim.
Is this a question based on
the nose pick
allegations that he picked his nose earlier today?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to go back to that for a moment because we had evidence brought to our attention today by the prosecution. They sent in a video. Someone went back, and this is why I love our listeners, went back and tweeted us a video. This is DMV Chicago, no tag, on Twitter saying, I did some digging, which is a good line, by the way. And they've got a video they sent of Strober and then a screen grab of what appears to be him with his hand on his cheek, and it looks like possibly his right ring finger. I guess this would be left near the window. His left ring finger could be going into the nostril. But I look at this picture. If this is the best the prosecution has, I acquit. I have to acquit. This is not hardened evidence. This, to me, I think I look at this and I go, there's a really good chance his finger's not even in his nose. Therefore, I think Strober innocent of picking his nose.
Yeah, you said could. Could is the key word there. There was no definitive evidence. It's like when you replay in the NFL here, not enough conclusive evidence to say that I did such a thing.
I've always said, we need irrefutable evidence of Strober picking his nose to call him a nose picker.
Do we trust our listeners in general?
Yeah, I think we do.
Say that we do. Does that trust not extend to Kyle, one of our listeners, who said, and I quote, it happened multiple times, which is why I finally commented. If we trust our listeners, a listener is saying something, don't we trust that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
I think we probably trust it, but you still need to be able to prove the allegation. I can't just be sending people to pick your nose prison over a whim, over what you think you saw on the... This is high definition for Danny's face right up front. By the time
it's
we
a little
get
bit
to
lower.
Strober through the glass there.
There is a glare right up here.
We've got a glare. We've got low definition. We've got some blurriness.
There's a microphone.
You can't
glass.
See what you can't see. It's like, what are the CCTV camera footage of someone walking down the street?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's him. You don't know that it's
him. You don't know that it's him.
This is the guy in section 406 calling balls and strikes.
Well, even behind home plate, they can't call balls and strikes. Did you see the immaculate inning get screwed up last night?
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was tough.
So, did you touch more pieces of pizza?
That's the big question.
That's ultimately the question.
I didn't actually eat any pizza after the whole incident, so no.
Didn't you text the group chat like a week ago about somebody touching all the food and not eating it?
Yes.
Who was that?
You don't want me to say his name right now, do you?
I don't know. Is it someone whose name you shouldn't say right now?
Yes!
Okay. I thought it was one of the people in the room.
No.
Okay. Now
but you know him.
I know him?
Yeah.
Where
you do.
We?
I don't want to say because it'll...
I just remember I got a text to the group chat where you're like...
Dude.
I don't remember who it was.
Dude.
Someone kept touching all the food but didn't eat it.
Yeah. All of the food.
Okay. Very good.
You don't remember it at all? Okay.
Not even a little
bit. All right.
Got to think. Garris. Ryan. Strober. I pick Strober to be in the studio more
often. I dig it. Thanks for being here. Oh, thank you.
Hopefully everybody has a great weekend.
He knows what I mean. Come on.
Monday at 2 o'clock.
Boogers.
We're talking about boogers.
Boogers, everybody.
Everybody's funning.
Bites in the cave and I got a finger. Come on, son. Have
I still call AMAC, who worked with us a couple times, the first time he ever worked with us. His first time ever speaking on air. This is not an exaggeration. We're going on around the room. I'm doing a topic. You're out.
His answer was incredible.
The food was, the topic was a food that you liked to eat when you were young, but that you don't like anymore. So we go around the room and AMAC gets on the microphone. I've never heard the kid speak in my life other than when I introduced him myself and shook his hand right before the show. And he goes, breast milk.
Breast milk.
And I was like, oh my God.
Like,
so uncomfortable.
He answered that question, didn't he?
So I still occasionally will be like, breast milk. What's up, buddy? So now Strober. He's going to be, I'm going to call him Booger McFarlane.
McFarlane. When I see AMAC, I go full Chappelle, the finest breast milks. And like, it goes over the top a little bit.
What's Booger McFarlane's nickname? Boog?
Boog.
Overtime comes your way next, 2 o'clock Monday. Austin Eckler's on the show on Tuesday on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.